Sim Courtney, BFBS.
Brits hotter than Mexico. Britain is set to be hotter than Mexico and Ibiza this week. Apparently temperatures across the UK will nudge 21 degrees C this week. That is hotter than Mexico.
Actually, I did hear about it. I've got a mate of mine who's Mexican. Right. He told me, I'm a Mexican. He works in Nando's. I say Nando's, Chicken Cottage. But he told me about that. And it's quite annoying, really, because last time I went away, as some of the listeners know, it rained. I went to Mallorca. It's supposed to only rain for like 14 days of the whole year. It rained. I went for 2 weeks. It rained every single day. I've already looked at the forecast for the Caribbean where I'm going. And the weather is terrible. It's going to be better here. It's going to rain again every day.
You're just going to take the weather with you.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's not really
It's not
funny.
Funny. It's just sad.
It's not funny.
It's my life.
Have you seen the video to that Christina Perry song? She's singing right close to the guy's face, and then he collapses. It's the worst case of halitosis captured in a pop video ever. BFBS with Sim Courtney. Producer Hal, here with me, just going through the papers. He's got his hand up.
You're not supposed to say that.
Being in school, yes.
Yeah, halitosis was my nickname at school, actually.
That's unfortunate, isn't it? Hal.
This is my life.
Oh, no. You know your weekend pad? That 14th century Slovakian castle you bought?
Yeah, the pad, yeah.
Yeah, you know you told me that...
Castle Hal.
You said you were going to leave those oil heaters on just to keep the edge off.
You know, for the winter, yeah.
It's not looking good. Yeah, just check the news today. It's on the BBC website and most of the papers. Big burning castle. Well, just check your insurance is all I'm saying. This is in today's Sun, and it's quite a good story about Didier Drogba, who had a charity auction over the weekend. Charity ball. One of the things that he actually sold was a training session with himself, so you could actually train with Didier Drogba. It was sold for £15,000, and the businessman who bought it, on picking it up, said, "I'm giving this to Fernando Torres," which is quite, quite a funny line, isn't it? And the picture is brilliant, because the picture is of Didier Drogba with a very scared-looking Princess Beatrice, who's wide-eyed, like a rabbit in headlights.
I've met Princess Beatrice.
You have not met...
No, I've met Princess Beatrice. You know the Edinburgh Tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, a few years ago, she was at the Edinburgh Tattoo, and I knew she was going to be there. And my plan was to meet, seduce, and latterly make her fall in love with me, marriage and children optional, at lots of stages.
You planned this out?
Yeah, I mean, I quite fancy living in the lap of luxury and not really, you know, having to do anything, you know, because that'd be the deal, wouldn't
it? It's a rock-solid plan. Was this before or after marriage,
before marriage.
Before wife.
Love, if you're listening.
Okay.
So I bought a ticket in the box at Edinburgh Tattoo. I went, you know, this is a full plan. I don't do anything by halves.
It's actually kind of stalker level now.
Well, you may call it that.
Right.
I call it love.